Pope Benedict on Sunday appealed for those responsible for the fate of Jerusalem to follow the path of peace. He was speaking after Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. Charles Collins has this report.
In questo momento, il nostro pensiero, il nostro cuore si dirigono in modo particolare a Gerusalemme.
The Pope said he was deeply saddened by the new tensions and conflicts in Jerusalem. He called the city, which is home to Christians, Jews, and Muslims, a prophecy and promise of the universal reconciliation that God desires for the whole human family. Speaking in St. Peter's Square, he said peace is a gift that God entrusts to human responsibility. To cultivate it through dialogue and respect for the rights of all, reconciliation and forgiveness. Earlier, during his homily for Palm Sunday Mass, the Pope spoke about his own pilgrimage to Jerusalem last year, saying that for Christians, such a physical trip can be a useful element for that far greater journey to the heavenly Jerusalem. He said a pilgrimage to the Holy Land helps show faith in Jesus Christ is not an invention of legend. It's based on a story that really happened. The Holy Father said visiting the actual sites of the life of Jesus can be spiritually moving, and said following the exterior paths of Jesus must help us to walk with greater joy and with a new inner certainty, those interior paths he has shown us and has walked himself. Palm Sunday is also Diocesan World Youth Day, and the journey of Jesus to Jerusalem was the central theme of Pope Benedict's homily. He called on young people to follow Jesus, who walks ahead of us and goes upward. The Holy Father said the path of Christ is an ascent to the true height of being human. He said man can choose a convenient way and avoid any hardships. He can also descend into the vulgar. He can sink into the morass of lies and dishonesty. But Jesus helps us in our path, giving us strength in the sacraments and binding us to him through the Church. At the end of the Mass, he spoke to English-speaking pilgrims.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors at St. Angelo's, especially the young people present who are celebrating the 25th World Youth Day. Today we also begin Holy Week, the Church's most intense time of prayer and reflection, by calling Jesus' welcome into Jerusalem by the children. Let us make their joy our own by welcoming Christ into our lives, our hearts, and our families.
Pope Benedict ended the celebration by reciting the Angelus for the last time before Easter. I'm Charles Collins.